with David Mundy. Dave, how was the bye for you?
Yeah, it was really enjoyable. It was a good chance to get out of the footy club, I guess, and mentally freshen up. I made my way down to Darkin to see Paul Duffield on his farm, so it was good to catch up.
Spend time with the family as well. Did they go down?
I took my two boys down and gave my wife a bit of a break from them. They're a bit crazy at the moment. So, yeah, it was a good trip. We did a lot of things that started with the explanation, don't tell your mother. So we had a good time.
You're one of just six rare players who played all 13 games this season, so you must have been ready to have a bit of a break.
Yeah, the body's still willing and feeling quite good at the moment, but I think the buys and the breaks really help maintain that level of freshness and explosiveness within games and within the season. So, yeah, physically it was really nice, but I think it was more beneficial mentally.
Would have been the first break for a lot of the guys. How have they all come back?
Yeah, so far so good. We like to get back into it really early in the week, and it's kind of one of those things we try and stimulate the body to get back into that kind of rigour of training as quickly as we can. So, it'll be an interesting week on the track, and hopefully we can continue on our pre-bye form.
Big game against Brisbane. What are you expecting from that clash?
Yeah, not many teams have won off the bye, so we're really conscious of that and wanting to put in a really good performance, both at home in front of our fans and members, but also to continue on our season. And that's at the forefront of our minds.
You've already spent time forward, but you're spending probably a bit more time forward this season. You're enjoying that role?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially when the team plays really nicely and the ball's coming in a lot, it's really handy. But the growth we've seen in guys in all divisions really throughout our team this year and from last year has been really great to see and great to be a part of.
You've kicked 11 goals this year. I think the most you've kicked is 15, so you might be on target to get a personal best.
Yeah, that'll be lovely.
Yeah. And it's Foundation Round this week, and you obviously do work with CoastCare. How important is, I guess, what the Freo Dockers Foundation do with these charities?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great vehicle to get the message out there, and especially at the moment with the plastic bag ban, it's quite topical. So, any avenue that we can help raise awareness and get the message out to the greater population, I think is very beneficial.
It's probably quite obvious why there is a plastic bag ban, but with your work with CoastCare, why is that so important?
Yeah, I'm currently studying marine science at Murdoch University, so I obviously have a bit of a passion and interest in this field, in this area, but clearly there's a lot of humans on the planet and there's a lot of plastic, and what was once considered a wonder material that never decayed is still the case and is turning into a big problem. So if all individuals can do a little bit to limit their impact through plastic and recycling and not using plastic, the world will be a better place.
Great. Cheers, Dave.
Thank you.